Jojo Oliphant of Maine Coast Crematory is giving me a demonstration. He shows me a 9-foot stainless steel cylinder.
Say we have a 120-pound person. When you hit start, you hear the water. Process is complete. The same way that you load the person, you're just going to unload. And then you, at the bottom of the vessel, you're going to have the bones. You just scoop those out.
Will everything else have already been drained?
Right.
Where does that go?
Right down in the sewer.
The bones are dried, ground up, and the powder cremains are given to the family. But that last part, where the liquid mix of amino acids, peptides, soap, and water is flushed to the sewers, has proven to be a flashpoint in the debate.
We didn't throw Mama from the train. We flush Granny down the drain.
That's Republican Representative Don LeBrun of Nashua speaking on the House floor last month.
Madam Speaker, I truly thank you for your indulgence and patience in listening to this, but I know of no other way to express this vulgar, heinous, barbaric act of disposing of a dear loved one.
But LeBrun was on the losing side of this debate. The bill cleared the House by a wide margin. Its lead sponsor, Republican Representative Steve Valancourt of Manchester, says biocremation made sense to him the first time he heard of it. But his argument to fellow lawmakers was that this should be up to the individual.
All I'm going to talk about is choice. If you don't want to do this and it's passed, nobody will force you to do it. It's for you to decide what is dignified for your body after you leave us.
And those in the alkaline hydrolysis business are confident that there will be plenty of people making that choice.
Alkaline hydrolysis will prevail because it is more environmentally responsible.
Joe Wilson is the CEO of BioResponse Solutions in Indiana. He installed the vessel in Maine, the only alkaline hydrolysis unit in New England. Wilson argues that the process produces as little as 1/10 the carbon footprint of conventional cremation, and that the discharge is actually healthy for some wastewater treatment plants and can even be an effective fertilizer.
I just had my parents cremated last week, both of them, and I would have loved to have them done in alkaline hydrolysis, except in Indiana, it's not legal yet.
Presently, the process is legal in just 9 states. 7 years ago, New Hampshire became the first state in the nation to legalize alkaline hydrolysis, but it was repealed before any facility ever opened. At the time, only one funeral director was pushing for it. He's since left the state. Peter Morin is the executive director of the New Hampshire Funeral Directors Association.
Basically, we're not in favor or against the process. Our interest is that it be properly regulated.
But even with the regulatory framework in place, most New Hampshire funeral directors doubt they will offer alkaline hydrolysis anytime soon.
There's no demand for it. I mean, in effect, we would be creating a demand where there truly is none.
Buddy Phaneuf is the president of the Cremation Society in New Hampshire and Phaneuf Funeral Homes, one of the largest cremation businesses in New England. He says it's too expensive, he's skeptical of environmental claims, and
unfortunately, New Hampshire just does not have the population base with under 10,000 deaths a year and over 90 funeral homes in the market. So I don't see it really gaining any traction in a small state like New Hampshire.
The bill to legalize alkaline hydrolysis will need traction in the state Senate, which will take it up later this spring. Meanwhile, Jojo Oliphant at Maine Coast Crematory says that in the year since they installed their biocremator, it's been used for people from New Hampshire and from as far away as Pennsylvania. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.